trying to get a hold of someone who typically takes care of the finances. You know, any decisions of the nature. Okay, great. I'm talking to the right person. Tegan, nice to meet you. My name is Russell. I'm here with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm just kind of following up on the finance offer that you sent the direction. I think it was about 2 years ago. I was based off of some previous financing for Case New Holland back in 2013. Does that sound familiar?
Hello,
Starks.
Hey, is this Mark?
It is.
Hey, Mark, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I don't know if you remember, we were in contact, let's see here, it was a couple quarters ago about some of the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital, but at the time you said you weren't really interested in doing any type of financing, but to give a call back 6 months down the road. So returning a friendly call, reintroducing myself, and seeing if you had any financing needs towards the end of the year here.
Yeah, not so far.
Okay, how's the year been treating you?
Not so bad. I'm just not ready to buy anything yet.
Is there like a time of the year where you do look to bring on new equipment or might need some extra cash?
After probably around January, February, I'm going to replace a couple of trailers. That's about it.
Okay. What type of trailers do you have?
Drive vans.
Okay. Nice, nice.
3-foot drive vans.
Yeah. Kind of refresh my memory again. What exactly do you haul? Do you have a particular industry that you serve?
No, not particularly. I basically do palletized drive freight.
Okay.
Of all different miscellaneous kind.
Okay, that's not. We'll mark that down here. Kind of refresh my memory on that too. it's been a while. Okay, awesome. So yeah, why don't I do this? I will follow up with you around the new year, and check back in and see, you know, if you're looking to continue to do that. Do you typically finance those types of purchases? Because I know these trailers can run a nice little pretty penny.
Yeah, I'm going to have to then my next time around just because they've gotten to be so expensive.
Yeah, I know. They can run almost as much as a used truck now.
Well, they are. I just talked to a guy who just was trying to sell me some trailers earlier today. They were 14, so they were already a couple years old, and they were still $23,000 apiece.
Exactly. Yep. I work a lot with the trucking industry, and I have a few clients myself who sell trailers, and you know, I'm looking at these prices when their customers come to them, and I help get the financing in place, and man, these things can be expensive for a trailer.
That's what I say. It's a box. It's just a steel box.
Yeah, and then they put a price
on
it like that.
there's no technology involved. There's nothing new in these things. I mean, they've been the same thing forever and ever and ever, the way they work. But
yeah, you can buy one from 1980 and probably has the same effect.
Right. You could. You really could.
Yeah.
All right. Well, check back then, and we'll see where we're at.
Yeah, and Mark, just to kind of tell you about our equipment financing, just to ease your mind when you are looking to make these types of purchases, we don't require a down payment, and I know that's typically something that a lot of business owners like yourself see as a benefit because you don't have to front the money. So we pay your vendor directly or whoever you're going to make the purchase from all the money up front. So that means you don't have to take out any money out of your pocket, which is easier on you. So you just make the monthly payments.
Right.
Just makes everything. It's streamlined the process. It makes everything just so much easier.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. Hey, by any chance, Mark, do you happen to have an email address? I can shoot you my contact information because I don't think I got that from you last time.
It's Starks, Starks, mm-hmm. Express@yahoo.com.
All right, I'm going to shoot you over my contact information as well as our original offer that we had discussed when I first was in contact with you, how we got you pre-approved and everything. And when the time comes, when you're looking towards the end of the year here, towards the beginning of the year, to bring on those trailers or even before that, give me a call. I'll have everything there, and I'll follow up with you, let's say, first week and a half in January. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that'd be good. Thanks a lot.
All right, Mark. Take care. Keep an eye out for that email, too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care, man.